I want it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, on. 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Can you believe it? We are almost at the end of this thing we all know, but if we're being totally honest, we don't really love, called the preseason. Tomorrow night, it's the Browns and Bears at Soldier Field in Chicago, the fourth and final game of the preseason. It's usually the time when you see little, if any, of the starters. But when it comes to this Browns team, there are a decent number of players in the so-called backup roles, the fringe roles, who have every right to look at this game as a legitimate opportunity to land a spot on the roster. The coaches have every right to look at those players in that light. And that's because, as has been well documented, the Browns have been taking more than their share of hits on the injury front. They really have. We'll spend tonight's show talking about what this Bears game means to some of those younger players who find themselves with a final chance to impress the Browns decision makers and survive, they hope, Saturday's final roster cutdown from 80 to 53. Big chunk of roster being taken out there. WKYC-TV analyst Bernie Kosar will be with us from the Browns Hotel in Chicago. Browns Radio Network analyst Doug Deacon and I will give you an in-depth analysis of the roster as it stands, while also previewing tomorrow night's game. And former Bears offensive lineman Tom Thayer, who is an analyst for the Bears Radio Network, he was on that Super Bowl Bears team back in 85. He'll bring us up to speed on his former team. You know you always can ask me questions via our Ask Vic feature. You do that on our official Facebook and Twitter pages. And Doug, via Facebook, asks the following. Depth at linebacker is a concern, obviously. What would you suggest the Browns do to shore up this area of the team? Well, Doug, exactly what they will do is exactly what they should do. Keep a close watch on the waiver wire as more than 800 players suddenly become available over the weekend. Yeah, 800 plus, something like 850, something like that. I mean, counting the Browns guys, of course. In particular, I expect them to focus on linebackers, defensive linemen, who have been released from teams that play the 4-3 defense, right? And as General Manager Tom Heckert shared with us last night, there is a division of labor going on among the player personnel department already studying players on those teams in those schemes. I mean, you walk by those offices in this building and you see the personnel men peering at those screens, those monitors, watching game film to get a handle on who might be out there in a matter of a few days. And they've been a very busy bunch. Eric via Facebook asked, Vic, who do you think are the top maybe three or five guys that are on the bubble? I'd go with Tyler Klutz at fullback. I'd go with Brandon Braxton and Phil Troutwine. They're battling out for a backup tackle spot. I think one of those guys could survive that, and another guy probably doesn't. Armon Smith, interesting at running back. LJ Castile at wide receiver, maybe practice squad guys there, but they're in that interesting bubble category as well. For more of my takes, you go to Carucci's Corner on ClevelandBrowns.com and check that out. Also, we give you the daily poll question via our official Browns Facebook page. Today's poll question, how much work do you think the starters need in tomorrow night's preseason finale at Chicago, and why? And the categories are none, a little, a lot. Okay? If you can't catch this show on ESPN 850 WKNR, you go to ClevelandBrowns.com and you'll listen to it live there. You can also, of course, check out your mobile app, which is available now to download for free. If you haven't done it already on your iPhone and Android devices, do it. If you haven't done it already, you'll definitely be thankful that you did. And, of course, it's Bernie Kosar time. He'll be coming up in a couple of minutes to join us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's Liberty Ford's Labor Day sales event. For only 5 days, get the deals you've been waiting for all summer. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. Hurry in. These deals won't last long. Liberty Ford is open this Sunday from 11 to 5. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infiniti or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infiniti of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Whether you live in a condo, a one-story or a two-story house, what's inside is important and needs to be protected. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty, and only $25 a month for monitoring. And you can get an alarm system even if you don't have a home phone line.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Northeast Ohio's biggest end of the summer party, the Cleveland Labor Day Oktoberfest, is back at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds in Berea this Labor Day weekend. Save online when you purchase your tickets and weekend passes at ClevelandOktoberfest.com, and there's free parking all weekend long. Your $10 admission on Sunday evening includes the Cleveland Pops Orchestra performance, and on Monday, the United States Air Force Band Airman of Note. Musical performances also include Stone Pony, Breakfast Club, Disco Inferno, and the Spasmatics. Visit ClevelandOktoberfest.com for all the details.
Bullseye Activewear, a local favorite partner of the Cavaliers and Lake Erie Monsters, can help you outfit your staff, your team, or school. Now, whether you need employee uniforms, safety apparel, spirit wear, or thank you gifts, Bullseye Activewear has got you covered. Check them out at bullseyeactivewear.com or call them 330-220-7220.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Half Price Books is celebrating Labor Day this Thursday through Monday with their extra 20% off everything sale. Get there first thing Thursday for the best deals. More at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
71 southbound at Ridge Road, an accident. The outbound East Shoreway East 222nd. Two lanes are blocked with an accident there, backing you up to Dead Man's Curve. 90 eastbound at West 117th. Left lane is blocked. You've got crews doing some repair work after a problem at the overpass. 71 southbound slow West 130th to Bagley. 40 westbound slow West 130th to 71 and 271 to the Valley View Bridge. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. Speaking of being in the game, the all-new four-pack ticket plan is on sale now. For Browns fans, choose four great Browns home games, including the sold-out home opener against the Bengals on September 11th or the sold-out season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For more information on how you can build your four-pack ticket plan, visit the Browns ticket office behind Section 104 at the stadium or clevelandbrowns.com today.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
He's on the line with us from Bernie, Chicago, Bernie. Illinois, site of tomorrow night's preseason finale between the Browns and the Bears. He's already there. Bernie, how you doing?
Yeah, Vic, beat the team here today to the team hotel. They're starting to meander in right now as we speak.
Oh, good. So meandering. That's a good way to be before the fourth preseason game. I wouldn't expect a sprint. You know, a meander is probably.
The legs, I think, are a little. I think even though a lot's been talked about no two-a-days, the end of camp, yeah. The guys' legs are a little heavy, and a lot of the starters, I don't think you're going to see much action with those legs tomorrow night.
So let's talk about this fourth preseason game. when we think about the objective, the main objective, it's seeing these guys who will primarily fill out the bottom end of a 53-man roster. I mean, that's generally the approach. But, Bernie, with a team that's had so many injured players, particularly some frontline guys, to know who can step in for those guys either as temporary starters, if not longer, as in the case of a Jason Pinkston replacing Eric Steinbach at left guard, how do you see this game unfolding as we then go from this to the cut down to 53 on Saturday?
Well, I think you correctly or astutely surmised it. I think I would add one thing, though, to my kind of game, the way I used to look at the fourth preseason game. Because of all these injuries, because of guys like Montario Hardesty just getting his first reps last week, Muhammad Masakwai just getting his first kind of practice time this week, Osama Young really hasn't played. Some guys that potentially we think are starters or key contributors to the team, they probably should get a little bit of work if they haven't got it yet in training camp, because it will be Thursday tomorrow night. First game is next Sunday, about 9 days from, 9-10 days from kickoff tomorrow night. You have some time to rest and get healed, and you've heard me talk ad nauseum, really, about having football shape and your muscles being used to playing in the games and practicing and getting real plays in. Some of those guys who we haven't seen in training camp, who we kind of been relying on, I'd like to see them maybe get a handful more snaps tonight than they typically would in a fourth preseason game.
Speaking from the perspective of a former quarterback, Bernie, what would be your comfort level with an offensive line that now starts a rookie at left guard in Pinkston, has a second-year guy in Sean Laval at right guard?
Well, you know, with Joe Thomas and Alex Mack at center and left guard and left tackle, I really think our offensive line has been one of the solidest first units with Colt McCoy that we've had through preseason and through the first three games. So I would feel not as bad about that, because the O-line has handled themselves pretty consistently and pretty solidly to really good in just about all the games. So that part of it, I'd like to see some of the guys who haven't played, the receivers step forward, especially the young receivers who haven't played as much or have been hurt, to get a few reps and see if they could kind of get their football legs underneath them.
Yeah, you touched on Montario Hardesty, the running back situation, not knowing what Brandon Jackson's future is at running back with his injury, and trying to really figure out, is the depth legitimate enough on this roster right now at the running back spot? I mean, can this team say, okay, Quinn Porter is our guy? Can it say Armon Smith is our guy? And something tells me that that might be the case, but wouldn't they have their eye open perhaps for something potentially more established
stable? Where you're going with this, Vic, is right on. The Brandon Jackson injury or potential missing of the season or significant part of the season is a big blow to the offense. His second and long, third down ability, change of pace to Peyton Hillis, and then just how good he looked in the first two preseason games. He just stood out. So that's a problem. So just like for more depth on the defensive line, just like at linebacker, for sure, this next few days, not only on the waiver wire, but also in possible trades of teams that have depth at linebacker, teams that have depth at running back, we'll need to look at the running back also, because I think a Porter and Armon Smith will pass through waivers and not be claimed. You could probably get them back on your practice squad, and I don't think you want them in week one or two taking significant reps in your game plan. So looking for guys like Chester Taylor is probably too old for us, who's probably going to get released from the Bears. Mm-hmm. But looking for guys that are a little younger and teams that have depth at running back, definitely Tom Hecker will be busy looking at stuff like that.
And it's interesting, and Bernie Kosar joining us now, former Browns quarterback. He'll be handling the analysis for WKYC's coverage, Andrew Catalan on the play-by-play tomorrow night. You mentioned trade, and Tom Heckert on this show last night raised that possibility. And, Bernie, when you look at where the Browns have maybe this surplus, it takes us back to tight end, where there are four very solid to perhaps even outstanding players, Ben Watson, Evan Moore, you know, Jordan Cameron, and Alex Smith, and each of those four guys, legitimate players. Could you foresee something possibly going on where the Browns use one of those guys as trade capital?
Well, I think you're right on to something there, Vic. The four tight ends all deserve to be NFL tight ends, whether they're starters, second tight end in a two tight end formation, H-back, backup fullback, third tight end in short yardage and goal line. All four of them, down to Alex Smith, have showed that they are NFL quality tight ends. And this is really, really when the pro personnel scouts, the Tom Heckerts, the Mike Holmgrens, are really working hard today through the next few days. Teams like Chicago Bears, who have depth at running back, teams like the Steelers, who have depth at linebacker, teams like the Miami Dolphins that have significant, significant depth on their defensive line, and then like the Miami Dolphins have a need for a second or third tight end. Brian Daboll is the offensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
He needs a tight end, a second tight end down in Miami. I could definitely see at least contemplating in some conversations of a guy like, say, Alex Smith for Philip Merling, a second-round pick, defensive end, Sam linebacker from the Dolphins, or, you know, where he's having trouble making a Dolphin team.
Yeah.
And although Alex Smith, you want him on your team for depth, you also know you have some limitations at other positions. So those types of conversations and analysis definitely teams will be going through, including the Browns.
No, that's you're right on with that. I love that kind of conversation because that you're connecting some dots there that makes sense. And it's interesting when we talk about linebacker depth, Bernie, and every time the subject comes up, you hear someone from this Browns either coaching staff or personnel staff come right in with the fact that Kaluka Maeva has continued to impress enough and given them a comfort zone that the Chris Gokong injury, which I think there's a sense, I don't know this for a fact, that, you know, that he's at some point coming back more near term than far term. I think the same might be true with Titus Brown. But Kaluka Maeva has thoroughly impressed this decision making staff.
Yeah, he's definitely taken advantage of his opportunity of reps and playing time. But even with his fantastic play showing that he will be a Cleveland Brown for this season, you still, those backup linebackers, besides possibly being guys that get significant playing time in your regular defense, they are always on every single special teams, punt coverage, kickoff coverage, and that type of guy, that type of athlete is really needed on your team to come down and cause havoc on a kickoff coverage unit, on a punt coverage unit. And that's where, yeah, if Chris Gokhan is hurt and Kaluka keeps stepping up, yeah, he'll play, but then it may come at the expense of special teams play,
right.
And you still would need another one, I think, at least, for backup in that linebacker area.
Right, and a lot of cleanup needed, by the way, on special teams, as we know from last week's performance in Philly. Great stuff, as always, Bernie. Look forward to talking with you again, and certainly look forward to seeing you in Chicago tomorrow night.
Sounds great.
All right. Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Coming up, a preview. We'll go in-depth on this roster and about tomorrow night's game in Chicago with Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for 400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for 600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40, married, and paying more than $16 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. If you're 40 and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month. For a free no-obligation quote, call 1-800-339-1700. 1-800-339-1700. 1-800-339-1700.
Hey, Cleveland. LeCharles Bentley here for Sunnyside Audi. I've been telling you about Sunnyside Audi for a while now, and it's time for you to go check them out. Like I told you, they're a group of winners. They're Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer, Ohio's number one exclusive Audi sales leader, number one exclusive certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in Ohio for overall customer satisfaction. Sunnyside Audi will treat you like a champion. Their sales and customer service staff has over 150 years of combined Audi experience. Sunnyside Audi has all the hot Audi models like the A6, A7, and A8. If you're looking to go big time, they're Cleveland's only exclusive R8 dealer. I drive an Audi from Sunnyside, and I trust their staff to take care of my vehicle. Be a winner. Join my team at Sunnyside Audi, right off of 71 at Pearl, minutes from the airport, or online at sunnysideaudi.com. Say it with me now, Cleveland. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
Hi, this is Tom Heckert, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. You heard the GM say it, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 energy tax credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, "I love my windows." This segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Let's take a closer look at tomorrow night's preseason finale in Chicago with Doug Deacon, the color analyst for the Browns Radio Network. How you doing, Doug?
Doing fine.
Well, they close it off tomorrow night in Chicago. Is this to you a point where you're comfortable with what you see of this Browns team, or are there a lot of questions kind of lingering for you as we get closer to the regular season?
I think the questions that linger are the depth of the ball club, especially at certain positions. I think, you know, you can put out the first 22, and, you know, it's a pretty good first 22. But I think after you get maybe past 35, you know, there's a little bit concern. And there's a couple of positions where with an injury, it, you know, could be devastating.
We look at the offensive line. Well, you know, we'll take you right to your bailiwick. What do you see going forward with Jason Pinkston, a rookie, being planted there? John Greco's a solid enough backup with versatility. They just bring aboard O'Neal Cousins from Baltimore. I know they're going to trot him out against the Bears. Is that one of the areas that there's great concern that you have?
Well, that and I think the swing tackle. I mean, the guard position's a little easier maybe to fill because you got protection on both sides. And a lot of times, you know, you see teams take tackles and they'll start them out their first year at guard. And it's a little easier, I think, to start your career there as opposed to out on the island of the tackle position. But when you get into depth issues, you know, there's nobody that's, you know, really appears to have stepped up and you said, well, you know, this guy is, you know, going to be our solution for the long term. So, you know, Pinkston has an upside. And, you know, the only thing that he's missing is experience. And that's something that, you know, that exhibition or preseason games or whatever you want to call them are good for.
As I look at it, maybe, though, Doug, as a team, they're in decent shape to the extent that Alex Mack is a veteran kind of presence there. I mean, still a young guy, but a guy who's accomplished enough as a center that with Pinkston on one side, a rookie, and then you got Laval on the other side that gives, you know, that sense, Sean Laval, that sense of a guy who's up and coming. The stability of Mack seems to maybe balance out those two guard questions.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, for the left guard, if it's Pinkston, you got Joe Thomas on the other side. So that's a pretty good security blanket. When Cody Risen was here, his rookie year, they broke him in as a guard. And, you know, he worked alongside myself and Tom DeLeon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, within a year, you know, Cody was ready to go out to the right tackle position and had a great career as a right tackle.
What can a tackle and a center do to help prop up a guard?
Well, I think, you know, one of the main things is, you know, helping him know what his assignments are in case, you know, you see something that you've not seen. You know, because what happens is when you start thinking a lot, then you're not reacting. And, you know, football is a game of reactions and, you know, counter moves and things like that, where if they do this, we got to do that. Well, if you got two voices of experiences that have seen it and recognize it, it makes it a lot easier for the guy in the middle.
Doug Deacon, analyst from the Browns Radio Network, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we break down tomorrow night's preseason finale in Chicago. Another spot of concern would be running back. Brandon Jackson has the injury the toe injury, I guess, that looks like it could keep him out a long, long time. You look at Montario Hardesty coming back from last year's knee injury and easing his way back in. And I guess when you look at the roster, you have to wonder what the depth is really going to be like at running back.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you got a couple young kids there, you know, that have shown something, but they've also shown some negatives too. And, you know, like any position, the one thing you want to look for is consistency. And, and depending on the level of consistency, it really depends on, you know, what your career is going to be. I mean, we can flip it out to Joe Thomas. You know, he just got a big contract because he's played at a high level of consistency for the first 4 years here. Now, you know, with these young running backs, Smith and them, I mean, Smith makes the big run, but by the same token, then he turns the ball over a couple times. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you want to eliminate some of those negatives and try to make it, you know, on a more consistent, positive basis.
What I see with Smith, Deke, is that he's a kid who, we know the speed, which is remarkable. He has that open field speed, that track-like speed. But he seems to do everything at 100 miles an hour. It seems like when it comes to making decisions on, you know, picking his hole or handling the football, changing hands in traffic and all that sort of fundamental stuff that a back is not going to get away with in the National Football League, those are the things that get him in trouble. It's that lack of poise that can hurt a young player.
Yeah, I mean, you can go 100, but every now and then you hit a 35-mile-per-hour zone, and you know you're going to get a ticket. But and a lot of times I think, you know, young kids, they get so, you know, hyped up. And, you know, I think, you know, you take a veteran running back that's in an exhibition or a preseason game, you know, he's going to look at it a little different. You know, he's been there, he's done it, and he's just going to get through the game. Where, you know, you got a kid that's trying to make the team, and you're thinking about 1,000 things. What do I do? You know, I got to, you know, do this.
Right.
And you're going real fast. And it's like the quarterback. They always talk about the game slowing down for him. It's, you know, that happens at all the positions.
Yeah, and Quinn Porter, I mean, a decent enough player, I guess, but at some point when you look at guys that you would keep as backups, you got to look at the very real possibility that they can play, because we don't know how Montario Hardesty holds up. What were your impressions? 5 carries, 15 yards. I mean, they just gave him enough work, but not a whole lot against Philadelphia. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that was a big part of that game was the mental aspect. I mean, anytime you get hurt, you know, you want to come back, and you don't know whether or not you're gonna, you know, it's gonna hold up. And mm-hmm. The first run was for no yards, but he got that first hit, and you know, he got up and he got back in the huddle, and you know, that's a big goal for a guy that's, you know, worked his butt off for a year to try to get back in the lineup. So I think, you know, as they feed him more, we'll see more of him. But, you know, you look at him, and he's got a good acceleration, you know, into the line of scrimmage. And I think, you know, if, you know, hopefully everything holds up, you know, that's going to be a nice combination with, you know, Hillis back there.
But you really can't, and this has, of course, been a big week of attention for Peyton Hillis as the cover boy for the Madden 12 NFL game. You can't overuse him. Toward the end of his season last year, the wear and tear showed up, and he was not, obviously it became a detriment that he was being overused by the end of the season.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and you know, obviously, they featured the running game quite a bit, and you know, his style of play, you know, it depreciates your body, and then by the time you get to the end of the year, you know, all of a sudden you throw in some guy that hasn't played all year and he's got the fresh legs and he looks real good. But then in a game or two, it'll catch up with him. The thing about Peyton is he's such a tough guy. You know, he probably went beyond what a normal running back would have in regards to the durability and the production at that position, considering the amount of hits that he was taking. And, you know, I think, you know, Peyton has also learned that there are certain things that he's, you know, got to control. You know, obviously holding on to the football is one, but
sure.
The other is the hurdling. I mean, when teams all of a sudden started, you know, noticing that, you know, when he started to chop his steps that many was going to hurdle, well, you know, when they started looking for it, then, you know, they got you, you know, pretty much zoned in.
Linebacker is another spot that is going to raise some questions with regard to depth. Chris Gokong still hurt, and then Titus Brown gets hurt on that opening kickoff against the Eagles. You wonder where this kind of goes from here. I know Kaluka Maeva has done some positive things, but how comfortable can the Browns feel about the depth they have as it stands right now?
I don't think you'd be real comfortable. I think, you know, your top three obviously are first-rate players, but, you know, I think once you get on that, you've got some unknowns and a lot of inexperience. I mean, for, you know, Chris and Scott and DeQuell, they've been in the league, so they can adjust to, from the 3-4 to the 4-3 and It's not a big mental challenge for him, but for a young guy, you know, thinking of, you know, assignments and, you know, trying to relate to what he was supposed to be doing to what he has been doing, you know, there's a lot of thinking, and it gets back to, you know, we were talking about with the other positions. When you start to think, sometimes it slows you down and you don't play at game speed. So once it gets into your mentally, you just becomes natural. Then you can play at, you know, top speed. And you know, there's a difference in the speed of an exhibition or preseason game
mm-hmm.
and a regular season, and then you know, you get to the playoffs, it's even more intense.
Looking at the wide receiver spot, Muhammad Massaqua comes back to practice. Don't think we'll see him necessarily on the field tomorrow night, but at least the guy is getting some work, and it seems like they're easing him back into it a little more each day on the practice field. When you look at the overall receiver position, are you feeling better knowing that this guy is back in practice, or is there really enough time? to get him ready to be what projected in terms of projections is the number one receiving spot in the team.
Well, I mean, I think that's going to be, you know, one of those things that, you know, we're just going to have to watch him, you know, grow into if he's going to be the number one. But, you know, missing the time and the reads and the speed of the game, it's going to take him a while. It's not like, you know, he's an 8 or 9 year veteran, but you know, with that, he, you know, he's had a couple productive first couple years in the NFL, but you know, he, you know, it's not like you're plugging Jerry Rice in there. You're, you know, you're plugging, you know, a guy that's got an upside, yep, but he doesn't have the experience factor.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting because after this team gets down to the cuts, the whole league from 80 to 53, the past, you know, through this weekend. 800 or so football players, counting whoever is released by the Browns, are going to be out there on the streets. So you wonder, and Tom Heckert addressed this yesterday, that they're going to have their eyes open for not only acquisitions in terms of just signing some guys who are free agents, Doug, but maybe even making some trades. I mean, I would think that the Browns have to have their eyes open for these various positions, again, especially as we talked about running back, linebacker. In my mind, I wouldn't rule out wide receiver, although they still seem pretty satisfied there.
No, and I wouldn't rule out defensive lineman. I think, you know, that's another area. But, you know, that's one of the good things that, you know, in putting this together, Tom is, you know, is trying to build it through the draft. And, you know, he's kept the salary numbers down. So he does have that ability, you know, when you find out what your real needs are to address that. And, you know, you see a lot of these teams that have, you know, got these dream teams that they put together in the offseason.
Like the one we saw last week?
Yeah, the one we saw last week. You know, if they're one or two players away, they might be able to do it. But, you know, we're a team that's really in transition. But, you know, we're in transition with some pretty good core people. And if you look at the last two drafts that Tom Heckert has had, they've been pretty strong in regards to the number of people that he's drafted that are not only going to make the ball club, but are going to be starters.
And how do we look at a fourth preseason game? Because last week against the Eagles was that, quote, tune-up where the starters were getting extensive work so that you could feel a level of preparation for the regular season. But in terms of evaluation, you're really at the bottom of your roster tomorrow night. And what do you take away from a game like this?
Well, it's a get or done. Get in, get out, and don't get hurt. But I think, you know, you're looking for that depth. I mean, you're looking for guys that, you know, are going to be from 35 to 53. Mm-hmm. You're looking for guys that can play special teams. You're looking for guys that, you know, are going to be your backups. And, you know, it's important in that aspect. For, you know, a lot of people, you know, it'd be like going to Fantasy Fest with, you know, 300-pound people. You know, there's not a lot of prettiness to a lot of these last preseason games. But it's important. And the thing is, you know, sometimes you sit there and say, ah, it's the last. But I remember a couple years ago we went to Chicago, and it was a very entertaining football game because you had, you know, guys fighting for jobs. I mean, I think, you know, in a lot of the preseason games, guys know that they have their job and, you know, the first quarter or two, you know, they're just going through the motions waiting for the regular season to start. But I think, you know, when you get guys that are, you know, it's, you know, on a survival show, because that's what the last exhibition game is about for a lot of people.
I mean, I look at the Browns and I see a team that has made progress, that in my mind feels or looks better, at least on paper, and at least what we've seen through this preseason, than what we saw last year, a 5-win football team. Having said that, I don't know that when I see them in a fourth preseason game, as young as a team this is if I can just comfortably say, yeah, you know, leave the starters just out of the equation completely. I mean, I don't want risks taken with Colt McCoy unnecessarily, of course, but at the same time, you could almost make an argument, and some have, that with a young team like this, you know, you might need a little more playing time for people than a more established club in the fourth preseason game.
Well, but by the same token, you have to see what's going to be on the other side of the ball. If the Bears, you know, hold people back, you know, going against the second or third team of the Bears is, you know, it's going to be like a 7-on-7 drill maybe.
Yeah.
But if you look at our first two exhibition games, the Detroit game, when, you know, we got to the backups, that's where we, you know, started to lose air in our tires. But then you get to the Philadelphia game when we got the backups in, and that's when we put the points on the board. So, you know, you really don't know, but it kind of gives you a little bit of a gauge of what you have, you know, depth-wise. And when you play, you know, these preseason games, you know, it's like the Philadelphia game. You know, if we were going to play them in a regular season, I don't think we would have probably thrown the ball as much because we were having success running. But, you know, we wanted to get the timing down in the passing game. And in doing so, you know, it puts the offensive line in an awkward position when you got guys that know you're just going to throw the ball probably most of the game, and they just pin their ears back. So, you know, there's a lot of things when you look at an exhibition game, you just can't relate to a regular game if the two teams were squaring off for real.
Well, I'm guessing that you and Mike Snyder tomorrow night will be going to the depths of that roster pretty in terms of calling out those names that maybe you haven't called out much this summer.
It's like the Yellow Pages tomorrow night. You get a lot of things you never saw before. But, you know, a lot of the preseason, you know, it just because people don't game plan a lot right. for them. It's more plays to evaluate. You don't want to show something right. for your upcoming your opener against Cincinnati. But, you know, the one thing I think you got to give credit to is the way Pat Shurmur has handled this whole training camp. You know, he's come into this, you know, out of a lockout, never had a panic. You know, he's implementing a new offense and need a new defense, hasn't had a panic. He's had people that have been hurt that are, you know, you wanted to see what they could do. He hasn't panicked. And I think, you know, just watching it, I'm really amazed how prepared Pat Shurmur is to be a head coach, having never been one.
Great stuff. Doug, appreciate it. And we will hear your call tomorrow night, of course, with Mike Snyder on the Browns Radio Network. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's Liberty Ford's Labor Day sales event. For only 5 days, get the deals you've been waiting for all summer. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. Hurry in. These deals won't last long. Liberty Ford is open this Sunday from 11 to 5. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the Lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your Lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific run routes, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hey, we thank you for spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Time to take a closer look at the Chicago Bears, the Browns' opponent tomorrow night in their preseason finale in Chicago. And helping us to do that is the color analyst for the Bears Radio Network and a former Bears offensive lineman, Tom Thayer. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic. Nice to be here.
So, Tom, in terms of this team, which finished on the doorstep of reaching the Super Bowl last year, since that time to this final preseason game, what is your general take on the state of the Bears?
Well, I think the Bears are a much better team than they concluded last season, and they did get beat in the NFC Championship by the Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers. They did lose to them 2 out of 3 times last year, so that's one obstacle to overcome. And I think if you have your sights set on the Super Bowl champion in your division, you know the how you have to upgrade certain positions. So, first of all, Jay Cutler. When he concluded the season last year, he left the NFC Championship game with an injury, and he was heavily criticized around the league. And I think that really created some positive momentum for the Bears, because when Jay showed up at training camp this year, he was 12 to 15 pounds lighter. He was in unbelievable shape. And then you could see him start to assume the leadership role that everybody wanted to last year. As you could watch training camp practices, whether he's taking a running back to a side or if he's taking a receiver aside to talk specifically about their routes or the timing of a route, he was very encouraging to the development of the offensive line. So everything that the Bears fans wanted to see from Jay Cutler last year, they're having an opportunity to see it this year. And I think that's going to be a huge upgrade, not only in the confidence of the other 10 players and the whole offense around Jay, but I think it's a more confident football team because with the senior leadership on defense like Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs and Julius Peppers, right, they needed to see a leader take over because Olin Krutz going on to the New Orleans Saints.
When you look at the offensive approach and with Mike Martz in charge, it's an aggressive attack that he wants to have as far as the passing game goes, but you also have to have that balance of the running game. And it sounded like Matt Forte wasn't the happiest camper in the world not so long ago, and I'm not sure if he's any happier now. Just looking at where this team is with its running game, and Marion Barber comes aboard from the Cowboys, hasn't had a spectacular camp there. But give me a sense of the offensive balance and/electricity, if that's the right word, because with Jay Cutler there and paying them what they're paying him, they still want to be a team that can throw the ball effectively.
Yeah, they do, and I think that starts with the offensive line. You're talking about an offensive line that gave up over 50 sacks last year. But I do think in the development stages of the team throughout this training camp, the offensive line may become one of the strengths of this offense. And I think that's where balance starts. When you look at Jay Cutler and where he can get the ball to and how he can throw it downfield and the development of the receivers, if he doesn't have time to throw the ball in this division, you're not going to have any success anyways. They did draft Gabe Creamy, the right tackle the left tackle from Wisconsin, who's going to play right tackle. They made the switch of Jamarcus Webb over to the left tackle. First preseason game, they didn't look sharp. They looked unenthusiastic. And then the last couple preseason games, they've really been able to sharpen their pass protection. They're more physical in their running game because you mentioned Marion Barber. And Matt Forte is going to get a new deal here. And he has been a good soldier all camp. And he's another guy he really parlayed an offseason of you didn't get a chance to see him through all those OTAs, so you had to hope that he was preparing himself, and he prepared himself as professionally as you possibly could. I do think the running game with Marion Barber and Chester Taylor and Matt Forte and Khalil Bell is one of the really the bright spots of the running game that may compete with Chester Taylor for a roster spot. But I do believe when you look at the division and the pressure that Green Bay can put on you, you have to continue to develop the offensive line, and that definitely has been a work in progress. They'll be stronger than they finished the season at last year, And I think one of the unknowns is Roy Williams. Mike Martz brought him here, had success with him in the past, and he's kind of had a lackluster couple of years with the Dallas Cowboys, and he hasn't had a great training camp. Everybody is kind of holding their breath, hoping that once the bright lights go on in the regular season, you're going to see a different Roy Williams. And his contributions are important. Him being here has made Johnny Knox have a better training camp. But I think day one, when they line up the first team, Roy Williams will be, you know, one of the top receivers out there. So he does have to have a better performances in the regular season than he's had in the preseason. And if he does, it's going to open other opportunities for Earl Bennett and Devin Hester still, and even the tight end position has been more of an emphasis in the preseason.
Tom Thayer from the Bears Radio Network, and of course, former Bears offensive lineman, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Tom, how much of Jay Cutler and the starters do you expect to see tomorrow night?
Well, I would assume that the offensive line would get some reps. I really don't care if Jay plays another snap in this game because they have a stricter evaluation for the backup quarterback position. And Caleb Haney is still that backup, but Mike Martz wants to see more production out of Caleb to earn that backup position. And, that is going to be an interesting battle going into this fourth preseason game. But, you know, Vic, it's unlike any other offseason probably in the last 15 years. If you went through OTAs, you could probably choose 85 to 90% of your roster. And I don't think that's the case. With the Bears and the backups you're going to see competing on Thursday night, there's a lot of jobs open. And I think the depth at the defensive tackle position is going to be interesting to see how that works itself out. They're still searching for backup talent in the linebacker position. And defensive back has been a question mark. They got rid of Daniel Manning. He went down to the Texans. They do have Major Wright, who he's got a lot of speed and he can tackle, but we've seen him make some open field mistakes. So they do have, uniquely enough, unlike other seasons in the past, they still have some really important roster decisions to make after the Cleveland game.
Lance Briggs, outstanding weak side linebacker, has been vocal about his contract again. I know this is it wasn't that long ago that we heard him complain before. So he's complained, and I know we mentioned earlier about Matt Forte's complaints, although you said that would work itself out. But what about Lance and his being disgruntled at this point about his deal?
You know, I think when you take a veteran and he listens to the advice of their representation and you look at some of the money that's being spent around the league to other position and what Lance has done for the Chicago Bears, he believes he's underpaid. Maybe if you go out there and throughout this season go and give the same effort and be the same impactful player that he's been in the past, maybe he will get rewarded with an upgrade of some type of contract after this year. I don't see them tearing up the 3 years remaining on his deal and give him a new one. Again, I mentioned they do have to take care of Matt Forte, but some of the positioning that these players take may be on advice of their representation just because they know there's salary cap room out there. And every player seems to be trying to get a little bit of a whatever piece of it they can.
Great stuff, Tom. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Hey, thank you, Vic. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Tom Thayer from the Bears Radio Network, former Bears offensive lineman. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's Liberty Ford's Labor Day sales event. For only 5 days, get the deals you've been waiting for all summer. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Liberty Ford is open this Sunday from 11 to 5. Guaranteed financing and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Welcome to the Own Every Road sales event at Ohio's number one Mitsubishi dealership, Mentor Mitsubishi. Welcome to up to $7,500 off your next Mitsubishi, or you're welcome to take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. And right now, you'll welcome a low lease on the all-new 2011 Outlander Sport, only $179 a month for 24 months. Outlander Sport gets up to 31 miles per gallon, or lease the 2011 Lancer, only $139 a month for 36 months. Welcome to carefree driving. Every new Mitsubishi is backed by the 10-year 100,000-mile warranty. You are welcome to stop into Mentor Mitsubishi today during the Own Every Road sales event. Save up to $7,500 off new Mitsubishis, 0% APR, a 2011 Outlander Sport only $179 a month, or Lancer only $139 a month, only at Mentor Mitsubishi, 9090 Mentor Avenue in beautiful Mentor, Ohio. You're welcome to look online at MentorMitsubishi.com. Offer plus tax, title, and fees. In stock vehicles. Qualified buyers with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Your brakes are the most important safety feature on your vehicle. If your brakes squeal, steering wheel vibrates, or car pulls from side to side during braking, it may be time for new brakes. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have the replacement brake parts you need in stock. From brake pads and shoes to drums and rotors, O'Reilly has the necessary hardware made specifically for your car or truck, all at guaranteed low prices. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, you can save up to $30 on any combination of Wagner ThermoQuiet brake pads or shoes. Wagner ThermoQuiet parts are specifically engineered to deliver improved performance, longer life, and safer operation. Make the smart choice with Wagner ThermoQuiet and save up to $30 after manufacturer's mail-in rebate. Keep your vehicle on the road and your family safe with new brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
After months of rumors, arguing, complaining, and headaches, a deal has finally been made. We're ready to start football season. But does getting a deal really have to be so hard, especially when you're buying a new car? At Medina Volkswagen Mazda, it doesn't. When you deal with Medina Volkswagen Mazda, you always come out ahead. Right now, their trade-in values have never been higher. Medina Volkswagen Mazda keeps trade-in simple. They pay more for yours and sell you theirs for less, regardless of your vehicle's age or mileage. Plus, with their Volkswagen and Mazda low price guarantee, you'll always pay less than anywhere else. Football is back, so relax and head out to Medina Volkswagen Mazda to check out their award-winning team of fuel-efficient Volkswagen and Mazdas and see just how easy making a deal can be. Medina Volkswagen Mazda on Pearl Road in Medina, or check them out anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. It's time to experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Hi, this is Alex Mack, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, as the big center said, driven by Liberty Ford. Now it's time to deliver our poll questions. Our poll question results brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. I appreciate your indulgence here. All right. We posted the question. How much work do you think the starters need in tomorrow night's preseason finale in Chicago, and why? And here are your choices. None, a little, a lot. And many of you voted. 67%. 67% said a lot. A little surprised by that for a final preseason game. Tim commented, still have much to figure out. Justin, a lot defensively. We give up too many points. Brett, I'm going to Chicago, so I'd like to see the starters a bit. So he's honest about that to get his investment for it. Excuse me one second. And now we will do, all right, now I feel better, Ask Vic response to some questions posted there on the Browns' official Facebook page. Corey, what will the next set of rule changes bring to the NFL if these rules for so-called safety keep being enacted, then the NFL is going to become a flag football league. When is enough enough? I would say, Corey, that the NFL is going to have to take a hard look at the rules changes that have been put in place this season with an eye toward what you're talking about, seeing as if it is perhaps gone a bit too far in an effort to try to make the game safer. You have to wonder whether it's even fair to put officials in the position where their first, if not only, concern is protecting the quarterback and still expecting them to allow football plays to be effectively made. Getting the quarterback to the ground with the ball is a football play. Yet, depending on an official's interpretation, it can draw a penalty significant enough to alter the game. Lance, Facebook, can we expect better play calling from the Browns? And are we going to make adjustments when play calling is not working? Well, Lance, relax. It's the preseason. Little, if any, of what you see in the way of play calling now is going to be what shows up during the regular season. That applies to all 32 teams in the league. And the Browns are mainly showing, like these other teams, base plays. The more creative stuff, the inventive stuff you're looking for, doesn't come until we get to the regular season. And by the way, Lance, I'm not sure what part of any of the three preseason games so far offensively has shown a real lack of aggression. I think, you know, from what I could see, Pat Shurmur challenged defense. You saw a lot of plays going downfield. That's what I saw, at least. Good and bad, mostly to the good, especially in the first two games. Some thank yous. Bernie Kosar, Doug Deacon, Tom Thayer, Kristen Ribelli, Dave DiNatale. No show tomorrow because of the game. We'll be back at you Friday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.